This is the Will Pod Podcast.
You need to go see the Cooper Brothers store right now. They are located in Castle Hill Towers Moor, Level 2. They do all your accessories, tires, bow ties, suits, shoes, socks. If you have anything, an occasion, the races, a wedding, definitely go hit up the Cooper Brothers. They are our sponsor for the podcast. Right now, they are offering 20% off discount for all listeners of the podcast. The online code is TheWill. And if you go to the store and use the code TheWill, they will give you 20% off. Please go visit them. Hit up their Insta, their Facebook, whatever you need to do. They are your best option for gentleman's gear right now in Sydney. Hi, everyone. Welcome to TheWill. We are back after a four-month layoff. This is episode number 11, and today's episode is about the NFL. Fortunately for myself, I've got the help of three buddies. I've got DC, Davi, and Jake. Say hello, gentlemen.
Yo.
What's up?
How are we?
It's hot.
Hot?
Being a New England Patriot fan, I'm ecstatic right now.
You can leave now.
So, as I said before, today's one is the NFL, so... we did an NFL one at the start of the season, so we thought it would be good to do one now that it's the championship time. So what we will do, we'll do just a general chat just on the NFL season, and we'll just unload on Davi, because that's pretty much what we're here to do.
Mr. Controversial, right?
And then what I'll do, I'll ask each panel member to share one highlight and one lowlight of the season. We'll move on to Shoot Your Shot. Shoot Your Shot for today is a two-part. So what we'll do, we'll pick our award picks. So at the start of the year, we did our predictions. So this will be actually what we think after the season's been played. And then we will cut it into the second part, which is the All-Pro pick. So for All-Pro, we're not picking every position. We're just picking four positions. So quarterback, running back, two wideouts, and one tight end. And then rapid fire today, we'll just answer who will win the NFC and AFC championship games, and then who will meet in the Super Bowl, and who will win that Super Bowl. And an MVP for that. So, the season, guys. Thoughts, feelings. So deep in DC's feelings.
Some seasons have come to an end for some teams.
An amazing building. Ugh. Actually, I'll ask a question. So, Jake, out of the four, your team did not make playoffs.
At all, no.
How do you feel about your team and what's going on? Who needs to go?
Let's address the team first.
Yeah,
the team. How about we address the
team?
See,
on paper, you guys are easily top three.
Easy.
And then...
not anymore.
At the start of the season.
At the start of the season, yeah. If you want to see, like Le'Veon, Brown, Juju.
Just in case people have just tuned in today, Jake follows the Steelers.
Oh, yeah. So we'll do... Yeah, so Jake's the Steelers fan. Important thing.
Cheers, bro.
Jake, the tall guy, is a Steelers fan. DC, the mustard guy, is a Chargers fan. The annoying one, the controversial one, is a Patriots fan. And myself, I'm an Eagles fan. So anyway, Jake, what happened?
Defense. Lack of defense, I think.
Yeah. Whose fault?
I'm not going to blame Tomlin. I know a lot of people will, but I'm not.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to stick by him. For sure. Well, good on offense.
I feel like he's like maybe 3 years overdue.
3 years?
Well, something, I don't know.
Wow. I think he's a good coach.
He's a good coach, but I think he's just... You need to move on.
Yeah, I think he just... He makes real questionable decisions sometimes, but...
So you didn't rate your defense at all this year?
No. No, especially in the second half of games.
Yeah.
Even in the fourth quarter. You know, we blew too many leads. Games we should have won. Yeah. I feel.
But... Joe Hayden let you down in the second half a lot, so... Especially against the Bucks.
Very somber. Very somber.
Very somber. At least you should ask them the day they missed out on the playoffs.
That was a good way to end the year.
Raw answer then.
Right. What, when they missed it?
When they actually
how,
missed
how
it.
How bad is it that you have to watch what another team?
Have the face of your season in the hands of Cleveland, of all teams. Cleveland.
And it comes down to the last play.
Yeah,
like literally. And it was a contentious call.
Cleveland were in it the double way, so you know, there was a very good chance they could have won.
And I reckon, like, I know Baltimore went on. Who Baltimore played you guys?
Yeah.
These guys would have given you a way better run
than
Baltimore.
Oh, man. Yeah,
but we beat them.
Sure.
Yeah, but I know, but I just think they would have been better, like, against you guys.
I think it would have been a better matchup. I think you still
won.
We, like, when we played Baltimore at the wild card game, we played Baltimore's version of football better than they did.
Yeah.
Defensively. Just...
It would have been a better game, but I still think you guys would have won. Because they got too much drama going on.
Yeah, in the locker room. Yeah, well, that's what do you think about like what's going on with Bell? Like Bell's obviously not going to be there next year.
Bell started it.
Rooney came out this week and said that Brown's probably not going to be on the team by training camp. So,
yeah, so just got to put up with it for another year.
Do you think you'll draft someone, or do you think you'll just promote Juju and then?
No, we still. I think we need another receiver, especially if Brown goes.
Well, what about that Washington guy? He's good. He turned out shit, didn't he?
Yeah, he's average. You wrote him?
Washington? Not really, no.
Who was the guy that they got rid of because he was salty that Joe... Yeah.
Oh, Martavis. I think he ended up getting suspended again.
He was salty he wasn't getting enough catches. Yeah. So with that, Juju had a really good year. Yeah. That's because Antonio Brown was getting double-teamed every single time. If he's the main wide receiver, he's not going to be as...
Yeah, well, it was obvious in the last game against the Bengals.
Yeah.
Because Brown wasn't playing, so Juju was constantly getting double teamed.
Yeah, and he wasn't as
his numbers were nowhere.
Yeah, so I think,
But aren't you a Steelers fan as well? I think you also supported Steelers as well. Like, I mean, you're a Philly fan, but you're like the Steelers. No,
I like the Sam Woods.
Yeah, I like the Sam Woods because they've always had a good
Sam Woods that I like.
Right. Okay.
Paul Amalu was there for years, and then you had Juju.
I think the Steelers are going to start heading into a rebuild
phase. Yeah, 100%.
And I think that division's going to be owned by...
Cleveland
and
Baltimore.
That's going to be duked out between Baltimore and Cleveland.
Yeah. So. Who's the fourth team? Oh, Cincinnati.
See, no one even cares about
them. Yeah, they don't even know the
Have they hired a coach yet?
No.
They're still the only team that hasn't hired a coach yet.
They should have done... They should do what Arizona did. Just go for a young coach.
They'll just bring Marvin Lewis back after 3 week vacation.
How long's he been there for? He's been a coach for
14,
years.
Was it 14 or something?
He's got like
16. Yeah, I feel like it's 16 years.
About 16 or something.
And he's got the worst record and he's still there.
But no, he's stepped down. He wants Hugh Jackson to replace him.
Hugh Jackson, the one that got sacked from Cleveland?
Yeah, and then he got,
and then he got sacked again.
Yeah, and then he
got sacked twice in a year.
How good is he?
Patriots. Season review. What do you think?
Get your violin out.
Look, man.
I can't even have a stab at you because I'm a Melbourne Storm fan. We are the Patriots of the NRL.
Of course,
literally.
Of course, but like, so you get it.
I get it, but I still don't like it.
No, but look, like I said, man. For us, I mean, we've got a 40-year-old quarterback, man. For us to even make it all the time, I don't know why people hate on us, straight up.
Because we're sick of you winning.
It's not like we even, like, I mean, today, yeah, it started off really well and we, like, you know, the scoreline was, but there's certain times where we just make it, man. It's like we lose so many players, still, like, you know, use rookies and still make it through.
System just works.
When are we allowed to rant?
Right now, let's go. At the end of the day, we got the W, so I'm happy with that. But I'm not impressed with the win. Like, it didn't really.
You say you're not impressed with the win. You say, oh, we only just scraped through.
Look, it doesn't feel like we don't feel like, you know, it's just like we'll easily make it to the Super Bowl. It doesn't feel like.
What about today's game did you not like?
I don't know. It didn't.
Did you just look at the end score or did you watch it?
No, well, I watched the game actually and watched the highlights and everything, you know. But like,
100% was asleep.
But like, I don't know, it doesn't impress me at the moment, man. Like, it still feels like we're like, you know how the, just like, for example, Miami
35-7 wasn't enough of a lead.
I'm gonna say, you just pumped
We have this thing where we lose concentration.
I really
and, and, we, and we just like let teams come back in. And it's happened a little bit, like, you know, a couple of times this year, especially. And I mean, like, not having home ground advantage sucks.
Yeah, that really hurt you, didn't it?
No, it will this year. It will this year. We'll feel like with
I lost to you today. And from what I saw.
So that's why, whatever you say, I'll take it.
And I could have turned that game off at halftime and I really wanted to, but no, I'll sit there and I'll watch it
to the
end.
I watched the whole thing.
You made some dumbass decisions on. They had some really bad penalties, like just stupid penalties. But aside from that, there was not. The reason why Rivers couldn't get a pass off is because you're in his face all the time.
We crushed him.
You forced. You had a hand on the ball every time it had touched the receiver. Like, it just there was. You executed
with Michelle today. I was.
You outplayed. You out executed and outclassed the Chargers. In all outside of the first two drives of the game, in all phases, special teams, defense, offense, it just you just ran your game plan well.
All, I mean, look, there was, because it's that one game we're going to focus on, right? Like, I mean, it's always going to happen. We'll always...
Well, that's how you're supposed to play. Okay? We are, but
like, I still don't feel like, I mean, we're that team where we're like a threat right now where we can go in...
Oh, you're definitely not the favorite going into the,
especially
the next
season,
two games.
Like, I mean, yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't think... Look,
we won't be able to win.
This is my issue with the Patriots. Patriots are, without question, the greatest team over the last 20 years. Okay, just win percentage. But for 16 teams in the league, no, for 15 teams in the league, for a conference, to just give them a free ride for nearly 10 years now, you're in the softest division there is. You are given the division on a yearly basis.
Yeah,
this is going to be your ninth consecutive AFC title.
Mm-hmm.
You get given the title every year. And this is on my team as well. There are 15 other teams in the AFC that you had. How do you not devise a game plan or make a draft, get some draft picks, or get some players around you for nearly a decade? You can't figure out how to freaking beat them in a decade. We are sick of the Patriots winning. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback there has ever been.
Bill
Belichick is the greatest coach there has ever been.
Unbelievable.
But how does the rest of the league not figure out, within the time frame that they've been dominant, how to beat them?
Does Belichick cheats?
He steals playbooks. From inferior teams.
And deflates balls.
But
that's like the only thing I can say. Like, I can't say anything bad about the Patriots because they just out-execute everybody.
Yeah, well, that's like that.
But how do you go for such a long period of time for the rest of the league and not figure out a way to knock them off and knock them down consistently? I mean, like, how do you not do that?
Like, there's teams that, you know, I mean, this year I feel like, Rams, Saints, all these guys, Kansas. I mean, I don't even like. Honestly, even that game is gonna be tough.
I think from a you recap the season perspective, Patriots didn't have a great year in comparison to the last couple.
Yeah,
you shit the bed against the Lions. You can't seem to beat the Dolphins for some magical reason, but the Dolphins still can't manage to take the division.
Yeah, right. They'll beat us, but they'll lose to everyone else.
Yeah, like you got beat by the Steelers.
Yeah.
And you ended up scraping out a win against Kansas City with a field goal,
yeah,
which was probably your best game of the year.
Aside
from that, you had a really up and down year, and now you're going to lose your defensive coordinator to division rival Miami. So maybe that can be the turning point, but the AFC runs through New England. Doesn't matter what the record Chiefs have. It doesn't matter what any other team in the AFC, what their record is, what players are on their team. The whole conference runs through New England. And there's got to come a time where either Belichick retires, Brady retires, something along those lines have to happen, or someone's just got to wake up and just take it to them. And the only team in the AFC that's been able to do it has either been the Steelers or the Ravens.
And you know what sucks? The one team that can beat them are on a decline.
Mm.
So what does that say about the next couple of years? I don't think the Chiefs can be as consistently good, even if Mahomes is as good as he showed this year.
He's definitely going
to
have a... He's not a rookie because he came in last year.
Yeah.
This is his first year as a starter.
Yeah.
He's gonna fall off next year. You cannot sustain the trajectory of statistics that he's putting up at the moment.
Yeah.
There is no way he will go back-to-back 50-yard touchdowns.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't think that they're going to go 11-4 again.
He's the second coming of Cam Newton for me. I think he'll fall off.
I think he's better
than
Cam.
He'll fall off.
He's a much more natural thrower.
Yeah.
He can deliver the ball ways Cam Newton can only dream of.
Yeah.
But I do not see him being, and see that team being as dominant next year as they have been this year.
That's the thing. The only team that can really beat the Patriots are completely disintegrating at the moment. So, to your point, everyone just has to get better. That's like, that's literally
And that's the only thing. Like, yeah. I don't have a bad thing to say about the Patriots. They're just better than everyone else. Yeah. But what I'm sick of seeing everyone else drop the ball, and like figuratively and literally.
Yeah.
Like, there's absolutely no reason why the Chargers should have lost today.
Yeah.
Well, I honestly, I had talent for talent. I had every talent for talent. Yeah. We had every right to be there. We deserved to be there. And I really believe that we had every chance to win.
Yep.
But for some reason, the Patriots overwhelmed. They outplayed, they out-schemed, they out-coached, and Chargers couldn't deal with it, and we just crumbled.
Yep.
But someone's got to come along and knock them off their perch and do it again and again and again until they get back to where they were pre-Super Bowl dynasty. Yeah,
it's not going to happen as long as Brady and Belichick are there, they're never going to fall off, ever.
No.
And I'll say that about, because I'm a Storm supporter, they're never going to fall off as long as Bellamy and Cam Smith are around, never.
But don't you feel like when you get to that point where it's so consistent that every year you get to that, if you don't win, the whole thing is just a failure, and it sucks even more when you don't even...
It has to be, because that's your standard that you've set.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
it
that's
does.
What I'm saying. Like,
it is.
It doesn't matter what you do, like in the season.
Yeah.
If you don't get that Super Bowl, end, it's just like
it's a failure.
It kills you, man.
Like Tom Brady, how long have you been playing? 20 years. This is the 20th season.
I think it's 19, 20.
To win 5 out of 20 years, what he would hate. 100%.
But he hates losing.
He'd
just
hate
given a normal game.
That's what I mean.
Look, like that's what you want.
He's
like,
lost more than he's won.
Yeah, he's definitely. But they've been in more.
Yeah,
they've been
he's
in
been
it
there.
More than any other team.
But I think the fact that he's been there, but he's lost, I would kill him.
Yeah.
So it would push him to make more.
Yeah. Oh, look, he is without question the greatest quarterback that's ever lived.
Hands down.
He's
this Rodgers Brady thing needs to quit. It's actually really annoying.
It's not. Media just needs to make.
Yeah.
It's not. There's
look,
no
I think
comparison.
If
there's
you just talk about a pure raw physical talent, I would
Aaron
say
Rodgers
is better than Brady. But Brady encompasses. He plays the
he
position
does everything,
better than anybody
everything.
Else. He has the mental.
I like Brady was taking some risks today. I loved it, man. Like,
he does everything good.
He was. He plays it safe. But today he was taking some risks, and I love
he's like him. He's like LeBron, man. Like, he's always in the MVP conversation, even if he has a bad year.
Hmm.
Like, he's been quiet this year, and he was still up there.
Patriots are death by a thousand paper cuts.
Yeah.
It's just
That's. But
I digress.
So that's our 15-minute spiel. Patriots and Chargers.
Anything you want to talk about the Patriots for the whole hour? We can, man. It's no problem.
No, I needed to just. Teams, step up, do something, including mine.
That's the same thing. It's just like, if you can't beat them, that's your problem.
No, but I'm telling you, right now I'm good. We lose to Kansas next week, and it's going to suck.
I hope you do.
We'll talk about it later, but I think you will. And it's not because you guys suck. These are great. I just think
Kansas
they're streaky and hot. Yeah, just at a time.
Mm.
You probably don't want to play them.
And unless
we
start off,
we'll get to it at the end.
If we
start
off like we did today,
you can kill anyone.
Like
if you use a front runner, if you're in front of people, you're never going to lose.
That's all we need. But
and you're not very good chasers, but
that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
you
chase the Falcons down, but
like honestly, the win today was great. But we all know next week is going to be like the ultimate test.
And it's at Arrowhead, though. Are they number one?
Yeah, it's at Arrowhead. So it'll be a bit of a struggle for them from the crowd standpoint, but
Tom Brady's
they're playing
good.
In the cold. They're used
he's
to playing
that
in the cold.
Good, he don't get.
But it's yeah, I don't know. We'll wait and see. But I think like
it was snowing on
snowing,
like Kansas
week.
City game.
Yeah.
It did. It snowed a little. It snowed a little bit before the Patriot game, but it wasn't like anything major. It was just cold. But yeah, going back to the Chargers season as a whole, instead of complaining about their loss, they last year they missed out on the playoffs because their fate was up to other teams.
Yep.
This year they made it in with tying to have the best record in the AFC.
Yep.
They go into Baltimore. Everyone thought, like, for starters, they went into Baltimore. They were undefeated on the road minus one game. So every time they were on a plane, they were undefeated. They went to London, which was a home game. I don't know how that worked. But yeah, which is a home game. And they still won. Like, and they beat good teams. Like, they beat the Steelers on the road. They come back, you know, to win that in the last drive.
Yep.
They ended up winning against the Chiefs, you know, in the second game of the season against them. Literally in the last 2 minutes. It was, you know, they've definitely improved a lot over the last 12 months, but yeah. After today's performance, they need to definitely go back to the drawing board and get some, just get something to keep them composed and focused, or schemes or something. But yeah, it's progress. It's progress. What about the Eagles, mate?
Oh, I'll talk about it next. In my my low light. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask each panel member to share a highlight and one low light of the season. Then we'll go from Jake, and then we'll go counterclockwise. Jake, we'll go, you know, try counterclockwise, brother.
Not really, no. I'm trying to work it out.
So we'll go Jake to V, DC, and myself, and then we'll go back the other way. We'll clockwise.
Clock.
So we'll go.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Do you know the way the clock ticks? You go backwards. What school did you go to, Jake? What school did you go to?
In Granville.
What's wrong, Granville boys?
No.
Oh, shout out.
Delaney College.
Did you go to Delaney?
Yeah.
I'll ask you a question after this. I won't put it on the podcast. Anyway, my wife went to Delaney College.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not NFL chat, but who cares?
That's not here and there.
We are back. Okay, highlight. Jake, what was your highlight and why, bro?
I went Juju Smith-Schuster again. No second year syndrome for him.
Yep.
Led the team in receiving yards, 1,400 receiving yards. Got another 97 yard touchdown.
Tied his own record.
Yeah. 2 years in a row. So I went with him, and he basically stepped up to be the number one receiver.
Yeah. Over one of the, probably the best, at the start of the season, probably the best right out in the game.
And he's the reason he's leaving.
Yeah.
So yeah,
he forced Antonio Brown out in a way, in a weird way. Davey,
yeah.
What's your highlight, bro? You can't Google a highlight.
I'm not Googling highlight. I'm thinking of how I'm going to say this, like my delivery. Okay,
it's going to be some hands flying.
But honestly, I ain't even going to lie. It was when the Steelers didn't make the playoffs.
That's filthy. That's actually
my bad.
That's a filthy
one. Sounds dirty.
I don't like what's in the screen.
Just like a Patriots fan. That's
filthy.
So that was the. I mean, apart from that, like it's always got to be Patriots, right? It's something. But
so your highlight was the team's low light. You're a low person,
man. Hey, man. Whatever. Like I don't know. That's what stood out.
Is it because you fear them? Patriots fan fear the Steelers.
Yeah. We fear. Yeah, for sure. Because it's like always going to be a close, ugly game, like yeah. You know. So yeah, for sure. Like I mean, you can never go in there saying yeah, you're going to beat them.
Fines.
So
you could probably say that next year.
Yeah, they're going to fall off so bad.
Yeah, but like that's the thing, man. I mean, like we lose players as well throughout the year, you know, and like it just.
Yeah, but no, your system will always work. The Steelers system.
I guess we just got to be used to like September's always going to be whatever we do in there.
Even if Gronk super heavy favorite to retire, even if he retires, you probably won't even notice him that much because he played virtually, he was hardly there.
He does a lot of stuff that the numbers don't show, like
blocking and stuff like that.
He's the best tight end blocker by far.
Yeah, I totally disagree when people say he doesn't like put in work. Like he's.
I'm not saying he doesn't put in work, but I think like you will survive without him.
I think with the Patriots, like it's like everyone has their roles in every quarter. Like you might not even see Gronk come up in the first half, and then all of a sudden the second half he'll show up.
Who would you rate more valuable to the team, Gronk or Edelman? Who do you think is more high impact and contributes more to the success of the team?
I don't think that's a fair question because like they're both
100% fair question.
That's like, not a fair question.
No, because like I mean I've noticed. I think you know normally on the thirds, like you know third and fourth. Like I think Gronk comes in really handy because like where he really goes to him. Edelman you can use anywhere. Like he's obviously more valuable in that sense. But I've seen games this year. Where, like, you know, Gronk has just showed up for that one or two plays and he's saved us. He's literally saved us. Apart from the Dolphins one where he stacked it and the guy, you know. But when it comes to offense, like, you know, he was good.
I would say Edelman's your workhorse and he's more consistent, more reliable.
He got us a Super Bowl, you know.
Yeah.
That was a mad catch.
But
that was a bad catch.
That's what I'm saying. You just can't. Like,
I would say Edelman is more valuable to your whole team than Gronk's. Gronk's big playability is exceptionally valuable, yeah. But Edelman's consistent workhorse.
Yeah, like today. I mean, today
is more valuable than
unbelievable. The team. But like I said, because I watch every single pass game, right? And you know your stuff really well as well. But the thing is, I've seen Gronk just show up like. In the fourth quarter, out of nowhere, and just take one catch where we needed that first or second down or whatever, like, you know, and he gets it done. That's all we kind of need from certain players, because we don't really have a star. Like, even Hogan comes up just out of nowhere.
Hogan's good, bro.
Hogan's really good.
Hogan's real good. Like, he's a mad slot receiver.
Everyone does their job well.
Brandon Cooks was like the year before. Cooks was amazing throughout the whole season, and then
until what?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, to lose him. Was tough as
he
well.
He got leveled. He got killed, bro.
Yeah, but to lose him this year, like, and then rely on Edelman so much.
Right, yeah. That was, man, I wish you guys, in a way, re-signed him, because then that just gave
him another weapon. But that's what I'm saying. It's
Tennessee beat Patriots this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
But then they missed out on the playoffs as well.
I don't care.
I think they got a couple of Patriots there. But, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It sucks losing them.
Gronk.
No, just Patriots players, like, every year. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Your
so,
turn.
So, what was your low
light?
The
we'll get your low light after.
After.
DC, what was your highlight?
Beating the Chiefs and breaking that 8-win streak against us.
Yeah.
No, it was nine wins. That was probably my highlight, especially in the way that it was done, like that the touchdown and the very last part of the fourth quarter, then with the 2-point conversion with Mike Williams wide open, that was like I jumped off my couch. I was that happy about it. So that was definitely my highlight.
Okay, my highlight. This is gonna sound weird. It's exactly the same as Jake's. I'd like to support the Samoan guys, and I just think Juju as a player and as a personality, he gets it. Like, he knows how to market himself. He backed up all his tool. He's a good player. Funny kid to follow on social media. So I was happy to see some. I even bought a jersey, a Juju jersey. I don't really buy other team jersey, but I got his jersey.
Yeah, I told you you
like
the Steelers.
I do like the Samoans, literally. So I've got a Mariota jersey. I've got a Mariota jersey as well. Yeah. So I literally just get the Samoan boys. But I was happy to see Juju play really well. And so that was my highlight. We'll roll on to the low lights. So my low light was DC... kind of pushed towards before, probably the inconsistency of my team, the Eagles. So we were coming off a really good season last year, and I knew it wasn't going to be as good, but I still thought we were going to get over 10 wins, which we didn't. So I was just a little upset. Carson Wentz was a little worried.
Can he be redeemed?
I don't know. So Carson Wentz is a better quarterback than Nick Foles. But Nick Foles just seems to play better with our team. So take that as you want. I actually don't know what they're going to do. Nick Foles just seems to gel better with the team. I think it's the way he communicates, maybe.
But do you think him winning the Super Bowl and then losing in the first, like losing today, does that kind of...
Nah. Oh, what, keep his spot or lose his spot?
He's not on the team next year anyway. He's free.
Yeah, so yeah. So, right, but okay. If I'm saying... Like, I would like to resign him. I'd like to keep him because he's good to have in the back. But we won't be able to afford it. It's either, I don't know. I would like to keep both, but I don't think we will. But I don't know if we can rely on Carson. He was a bit, he was a bit worried about the knee this year, which is understandable. But we missed the running game. We really missed Blunt. Jay Adoye went down really early, and the young guys just didn't step up. So I wasn't too happy with our inconsistency. But we finished the year well. We lost today, but. I think they'll be the eventual Super Bowl champs, so I'm happy to lose to the Saints. And in saying that, if the Minnesota Miracle didn't happen last year, Saints would have beat us, 100%. They would have beat us in the NFC Championship game. I stand by that. We got really lucky. We got lucky we played Minnesota because we killed them. But had that touchdown never happened, we would have never won the Super Bowl. And I'll admit that. I'll admit that to anyone. DC? So that the Saints would have played the Pats, and I think the Saints would have dominated the Pats. Literally that one touchdown changed everything for the Saints too, and they got redemption today, so good on them. DC, what's your low light?
Today's game. Just right into the season, and just the way that the season flowed and the win streak that we had, and then that getting broken and then climbing back, but still like maintaining all of our road wins and beating the teams that we really needed to beat, like, you know, Steelers, getting that redemption against the Patriots, against the Chiefs. No. I know you're a bit of a punching bag today. That wasn't intentional. But yeah, just the way that the seat, like, just the hope, the momentum of hope that kept building for us as the year went on. And then when we, like, we got into the wild card and, you know, we ended up, when we lost that game against the Ravens, and that kind of spoiled home field for us, even though the Chiefs needed to lose too, but... But it's just the hope that had built up to the point of today, and then going into today's game against the Pats and really having a solid chance of feeling like you're going to go into the AFC title against, you know, probably the Chiefs again.
Yep.
And then that getting absolutely destroyed.
Yep. By one,
like,
Thomas.
It's like finding out Santa Claus isn't real anymore. It just killed me. It was an awful day. So yeah, that was my low point.
That's a very deep low point there, mate. David, what's your low light, bro?
I don't know. It's just like the silly games we lost, like this year with the Patriots and not getting the whole round.
I think all our teams were just like, all our teams done that. Look, there was heaps of losses that we should have won. Like,
you know, you knew you could have definitely got that that double. Like, just little ones that...
That Dolphins one was... Yeah, a bit of a pinch.
Small smiling.
No, just like, you know, I mean, every year for us, if we still have Tom Brady, like, you'd want to get the home ground, like, all throughout. You'd want to do that.
I thought that you kind of would have... Like, when you lost to the Lions... Real early in the season.
That was...
I kind of was like, oh, maybe there's going to like there's gonna be an unraveling here. Yeah, this fall. Is going to be the fall.
Yeah,
and then...
Kickstarted him.
Yeah, and it just kind of just woke you up. Yeah.
Like, I think we did lose two in a row, if I'm not mistaken. Like
December.
Yeah,
we did lose two in a row. Which,
see, normally, like, you play through all December. You win 4 weeks in December. But,
so, that kind of shook us a little bit. But, like, some of them were, like, games you should have won.
I will give credit where credit's due, though. Last year... I drafted James White on my fantasy team, and I got burnt real hard because he had that. He just didn't work out for me. But then this year I drafted him again.
He played well,
and he got me into the playoffs for fantasy. So thanks, James White.
Even today I think it was.
Yeah, he played all right today.
Good one. No, I think it was. There's the other guy who's gone to the Titans.
Derrick Henry.
No, from the Patriots. I forgot his name.
Oh, Deion Lewis.
Malcolm.
Yeah.
Malcolm
because
or Deion?
I think he's gone. That's probably why White is doing pretty well, because those two were definitely our guys.
Yeah, we've still got Burkhead and Sony Michel.
Burkhead's, but see, he wasn't there most of last year, Burkhead. And now...
No, he wasn't there most of this year because he got injured.
Yeah, like even last year, I think he only showed up for a couple of games. Even the Super Bowl, he was there for a couple of plays. And then, but like having him is great as well.
Your running game's a pain in the ass to play in ball. Three bloody running backs and everything.
Exactly, and
then
Cordell
Patterson, who just plays wherever he wants.
Yeah, they run exactly.
He was quite good today. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, great. You played.
But I was impressed with your I think Allen, your guy, right? Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the wide out.
He didn't get targeted enough. They were targeted.
He's pretty
good, man.
Yeah. He's underrated.
Yeah.
He doesn't get the credit he deserves.
Yeah, he's a good player. Let's go to Jake's low light.
The Steelers season in general.
Yeah, it's a Pennsylvania thing. We're both very disappointed in our teams.
Yeah, first four games, especially the first game against the Browns. I thought the season was over after that, and then
after game one, after,
and then getting rolled by the Chiefs.
Yeah,
the second game.
Yeah,
we sort of made that look closer than what it really was.
Yeah,
and then the last six games of the season, because we went on the 6-game win streak.
Yeah,
and then. Is it Denver, Chargers, Broncos? Is it Patriots, Saints, and Bengals?
Oh, we weren't part of that win streak.
No, that's
the
last.
Oh, yeah, that was a bit of a steamroll from Doom.
The AFC West, we didn't beat anyone in that.
Yeah, you didn't beat the Raiders.
No.
What? Who doesn't beat the
Raiders? Yeah, they lost. They got swept.
That's when
Baltimore
slipped.
next. And the Broncos.
That's the one. That's the one. Snoop goes off his.
Oh, is that one? Is it?
Yeah, but I'm gonna find. I think he deleted the video because it was bad. He was.
He's diehard Steelers.
Yeah, he was killing him. I reckon he would have to delete it because he murdered him. But that's when I'll try to find it somehow. But it was that game.
Snoop Dogg is a coach in the NFL.
So yeah, that was my low light. And then he's obviously big missing out on the playoffs and having to rely on the Browns.
Yeah.
In your own stadium.
Yeah.
Kneeling down, watching. Oh, that's heartbreaking. Anyway, let's move on.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
For today's Shoot Your Shot, it's two parts. So we are picking our award picks real quick. So we are doing MVP, Coach of the Year, Comeback Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year, and then Offensive and Defensive Rookies. So that is a total of how many awards to beat?
Seven.
Ooh, he's prepared. And then we'll move on to our All-Pro pick. So again, we're only picking five players. So one quarterback, one running back, two wideouts, and a tight end. So, Jake, Defensive Rookie.
I went Van Der Esch. From the Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah,
there we go.
I don't have a reason why.
I
need a defensive rookie. So
I went Leonard, the Colts linebacker. I thought he was the beast.
Yeah, like look, my heart wants Derwin James, but statistically, Darius Leonard.
Yeah.
He takes it like 111 tackles, 7 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, 2 picks. Ooh. He just had a better year.
So Skip Bayless stats.
Derwin wasn't too far behind though. Derwin had 105.
Bro, he was second for me. And then it was Chubb. Yeah. And then Chubb. And then maybe Roquan.
Yeah, Roquan is probably a little bit further behind.
Yeah.
But, I think Darius Leonard takes Rookie of the Year defensively for sure.
Yeah. The V, Offensive Rookie.
Offensive Rookie.
Yes.
I think I had Barkley.
Yeah.
I had Barkley, yeah.
That kid, mate.
You agree?
Jake.
I had Mayfield.
Yeah, man.
I said the DC as well. I was like you could argue it was both, to be honest.
I wouldn't
have a full season.
I wouldn't be against anyone
for
saying
sure. I wouldn't be upset either way. Like, yeah. I think Saquon probably edges it out.
Yeah.
But Baker
did what he did.
Baker brought the worst franchise in NFL
to
relevance.
Yeah.
Like if they had won 2 more games, they could have been wild card contenders. Like they were in it. And the fact that they had the Steelers' fate in their hands in the last game, you know, I'm sorry, dude. But I think like you could definitely make a case for Baker, but I think Saquon takes Offensive Rookie.
Steelers didn't even play this week.
We haven't played all year.
So I'm going Saquon just because that kid is actually so good.
Cool. He's
Saquon.
Did you see his legs?
Yeah, oh my gosh. So he's like, he's got a big ass and massive legs and he's short to the ground. That's why he's so hard to tackle.
He's a perfect running back.
Yeah, he's so good, man. He's such a waste of talent at New York, man. It actually hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they get a quarterback, they are going to suck and they're going to waste his talent so bad.
I think Bortles might go to New York.
What?
Blake. Who they got? Who they got at Jacksonville?
They don't have anybody. But Blake is not cutting the mustard there, so they're going
to
ship him out.
New York need to go all in on a gun quarterback just to change that whole team.
Just get Kaepernick.
Foles.
Yeah.
No, don't take Foles. That'll hurt me.
New York probably would.
Oh, they will. And they'll pay him. They'll pay him, too.
Yeah,
they would, yeah. DC, I think you said you were going Saquon as well.
Yeah, I'm Saquon.
Okay. DeV, come back. Come back, play the year.
I don't really have it. I'm just... For me, it's just Tom Brady, man. Every time.
What's he coming back from?
He's coming back from being great last year.
Coming back from losing the Super Bowl.
He might get it this time. I don't know. But
500 yards, still lost.
That's my guy, man.
Wow.
Let's
move on from that pathetic pick. Jakey.
Andrew Luck.
Yeah, he's the same. Yeah. What he did. He took that. That team still sucks. I don't care what anyone says. How they made it to where they made it is beyond me.
Yeah, I don't really think they weren't postseason ready, but I think the Texans, they had that tear and that kind of held their place for a bit.
Yeah.
But I think not so much the team, but just what Andrew Luck went through like for the last two and a bit years injury wise.
And then
for him to come back and
be as positive and
yeah.
But, you know, like I always knew.
Like he just came back and he was just having fun. Like,
yeah, he's the man.
Yeah.
He's like the most likable guy in the NFL. And he's a good player.
Yeah.
He backs it up.
Neckbeard luck.
Yeah. He backs it up because he's actually really good. Really good player.
I think Indiana, like, always, I've always just wanted a good quarterback. I think the team is, they can play around it. Like, even with, when Manning was there, right?
It's always been Indianapolis? Like,
yeah.
They just got lucky.
Name one person on their defense besides Darius Leonard.
Hey, they just got lucky. Like, how do you go from having one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to getting the number one pick to just to roll it over?
Well, they haven't really done anything with it. If they had done stuff with it, then fair enough, but... But it's, like the Packers. You go from Brett Favre to
straight
Aaron Rodgers.
Straight over to Aaron Rodgers. Oh, not even straight over.
And you've only won one Super Bowl.
Yeah, poor dude. I just sit on the bleachers two years or 1 year? 1.5?
3.
Was it?
I feel like it was 3.
It was a long time.
Yeah, he was there for a bit.
Poor dude. Let's go, Davey, let's go Defensive Player of the Year.
Have you guys all done the...
Yeah, we all went Andrew Luck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think I went with Mac with that one.
Mac Jack. Yeah.
I think I went, yeah.
Why did you go to
Luba? It's good. I just like the bloke.
No, I thought it was good, man.
I think it's great. Like, I only started watching him, to be honest, like after you guys mentioned him the first one.
He changed that defense.
Yeah.
He like, took a dormant franchise
to the
division winners. Like, crazy. And they didn't pick anyone else up. They picked Roquan Smith up as a rookie.
I think it's just everybody around, like, everyone.
They just fed off how he plays.
Yeah, of course.
Like, if you watched the game against us last week, he is all over Foles. Like, he was all over him. He just missed him. Like,
but the opening game against Green Bay, like, that first, yeah. He had that forced fumble, he had the sacks, so then he had a pick in that game too. Like, he was just ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a freak. Jake, who'd you go?
I went Aaron Donald.
Yeah. Why?
Stats, yeah.
How short is he? He's so short. What is he? 5'10"? He's short.
Look that, I think he's about not 10. Big, but tall.
Probably like, he'd probably be like 6.
He's not 6 foot. No way.
Yeah,
he's so short, bro.
Really?
Yeah, he's tiny. He's like Warren Sapp. He's like a better version of Warren Sapp. Just short and stocky.
Fucking cannonball.
Yeah, so you went Aaron AD. I went Khalil Mack. To be honest, you could pick either of them and still be correct. I just went Khalil Mack because he missed 2 games and he was only like 3 sacks behind AD.
I would have picked Khalil Mack if he had played the whole season.
Yeah.
But because he didn't, Aaron Donald kind of. And Aaron Donald got the. Like, he took the sack record for the year.
Yeah.
I'll give it to Aaron Donald for the award, but I think if you're going to go 1, 2, 3, I would say Donald, Mack, and JJ Watt.
JJ or TJ?
JJ. More
if I was going 1, 2, 3, I'd go Mac, Donald. Yeah. Oh, who was the guy? No, you know, had a really good year. What's John Jones' brother's name? Chandler. Chandler had a really good year. I wouldn't put him as third, but his name just popped up in my head. Chandler Jones is a really good player.
Mm.
How'd you let him go?
We let a lot of people go, man. We let Malcolm Butler go.
No, he left. He walked.
What was it?
Because he didn't get to play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Chris Long.
Chris Long. I love Chris Long.
Go, man. We do that every year. It's just we just like to give, you know. We just like to let other teams come, give us some sort of competition, play our B team, maybe, like, you know.
Tom Brady's a B team. You're kidding yourself.
Tom Brady, you know, but still, that's what I'm saying. That's why he's my comeback kid. Because he's from B to A now. He's like,
he lost the Super Bowl.
You know, we gave it to you.
Anyway,
all right, the refs gave it to you guys. Please. After today's game, we all know it was none a fluke. We spoke about this off air. We spoke about this.
How do you stop Philly? You can't. No one can stop the Philly special, mate.
Well, they got slammed today, man.
Everyone's
got. How did he get slammed?
Everyone's got slammed.
Like, we lost by six points to the team that's gonna win the Super Bowl.
You're lucky you lost by 6 points.
To the team that's gonna win the Super Bowl.
No, like 21. At the end of the day, you're going home. We're still here.
You'll be going home next week. You'll be back in Boston next week. Trust me.
There's a lot I can do in a week, man.
Oh, you know? No point.
You better send Uncle Bill a check.
Yeah.
I was looking at tickets today.
For what?
If we make it to the Super
Bowl. You're not making it.
I know we're not. I'm just not making wishful thinking, homie.
What's
like,
the point
you
of
know?
Staying an extra week? There's just no point.
Offensive player.
Offensive player.
Offensive player?
DeVito doesn't even have one.
I've got Mahomes, man.
Yeah.
I was very impressed with him. I'm still out, like.
Yeah, I had him, but then I changed it. Who'd you get, Jake?
I ended up with Gurley.
See, I wanted to go Gurley, but he was out for too many games, man. But he's a freak. I went Zeke. Purely because I like him. I like his beard.
That's why I was surprised when you said he didn't have a good game that game. I
just thought Dak played better.
Mine was a toss up between Gurley and Drew Brees. I'll take Drew Brees though.
Okay, well, Ron, who's everyone's MVP then?
Mahomes.
Mine's Mahomes.
I had Brees, but I know it's going to be Mahomes.
It has to be Mahomes.
I think, man. Like, yeah, Lifetime Achievement Award, yeah, give it to Brees, but.
Give that to Brady.
Well, he's never won one. He's never won an MVP. So
you know what?
I think like he would definitely deserve one, like just for the career he's had. But
he doesn't. He's not going to get it.
The season tells a different story. Yeah. I think Mahomes is definitely MVP winner, especially when he's got would put himself in the 50 touchdown club.
In his first year, essentially.
But sometimes...
Give it to Mahomes.
You know what? No, you know what it frustrates me? Jake brought this up at the start of the year. If you are actually saying most valuable player, who is the most valuable player to their team?
Not to the league.
No, to their particular team. If you took a player from their team, who would be the most valuable?
I really don't see they look... I don't even think they look at it that way.
I think if you...
His guy from at the start... is the most valuable player in my eyes, Russell Wilson. You take him from Seattle, they are completely bum.
If you take Mahomes
away from Kansas City and you have Alex Smith, look what they did last year.
It's the same team.
Yeah.
They would have just lost today.
Drew Brees, you take Drew Brees away, they'd be decent. I mean, you got Kamara and
Are you kidding me? Did you see them play the last game against
I know. But I don't think they were interested at all in that game when they rested.
Yeah.
But like, if you say most valuable player in the NBA, right, James Harden will probably win most valuable player because of his stats.
I even think in the NBA it doesn't count. Like, it doesn't mean what it used to mean.
And that's what I mean.
No, it doesn't.
LeBron is easily...
I think they've got to change the name.
The name of it or the description of what it means.
There needs to be some clarity about how it's chosen.
LeBron's been away for, what, 8 games. They won 2.
Yeah.
But the whole squad's messed up.
Cleveland don't lose any players. He leaves. They go from the top to the bottom.
I think if you didn't have Baker Mayfield in Cleveland, that team would have done it.
That's what I mean. They actually really need to adjust that word.
Yeah, but I don't think they will, because the thing is they have just changed.
It's based on stats. It's literally based on stats. Russell Wilson is the most valuable player on a team, in my opinion.
I think it's both. I think the way it's seen is like, the way that it's encompassed is you've got, it's obviously statistically based.
Yeah.
It's always on a quarterback because they are the focal point of every team.
Yeah.
But it's the most valuable player in the league based on statistics.
I just don't agree with it. So Russell Wilson is never in the conversation. You take him from Seattle, they are completely trash. Anyway, we need to keep rolling. We're going a bit behind schedule. So everyone went Mahomes, I went Breeze for MVP. So we'll go to the All Pro. So I'm assuming you guys were quarterback and you all went Mahomes?
I picked Breeze, actually.
Yeah, I went Breeze.
Mahomes.
Two Mahomes, two Breeze. Running back?
Gurley.
I went Gurley over Zeke. Tight race. But
Gurley scored way more touchdowns than
Zeke. Yeah,
in less games. Gurley's a bad man.
Yeah. Gurley would have broke LT's record if he had stayed up.
Wideouts. Two wideouts each, DC.
Julio and Nuke.
To
be? I went with Antonio Brown. I thought Stephon Diggs was...
Antonio Brown didn't even play this
year. Stephon Diggs?
Stephon Diggs?
Are you reading
215?
For me, it's not always about stats, though. Like, I just like the way they play, I think. You know what I mean? So those two were something different, I guess.
Brown was the second best receiver in the team.
Yeah, but, you wanted two, I gave you two.
Alright, Jake...
That Julio and Michael Thomas.
I was so close to picking Michael Thomas. He's good. So I had Julio and Tyreek Hill. I really wanted to pick Michael Thomas.
I really wanted to do Tyreek Hill and Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
But see, Keenan Allen, I can't out of good conscience, I can't pick Tyreek Hill.
I would have went Keenan Allen. I would have went Michael Thomas is up there. DeAndre Hopkins could have been there for anyone.
What I really kind of wrestled with the running back one,
because
it was, for me, it was between Gurley and Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, dude.
Christian McCaffrey was a weapon. He's
so good.
He was just a flat-out weapon this year.
What are we chatting about over here, lads?
Normally he goes for Odell.
Oh, Odell was such a waste. I don't know, man.
He's not paid. He's the best
quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the best quarterback.
I don't know. That guy,
more 40-yard passes than anyone.
That guy just wants to be a celebrity. I don't think he cares about playing football anymore. It's really weird.
Ownership's getting sick.
So everyone had Julio at least. Yeah. I think Julio
was the best. Except Davi.
Yeah, Davi.
Yeah, no,
Did he play this year? Let's go to tight end. Tight end. DC.
George Kittle.
Sorry, I had Kittle there, but I went Ertz.
See, I'm gonna be way over. I mean, like, for me, I had Ertz. Gronk. I had Ertz.
No, I went Ertz. It could be.
But I had, like, I also really like Travis Kelce and obviously Gronk. But I like Kelce as well. I really like Kelce's play. Yeah.
Kittle just had that really good year, like that one off really good year.
Ertz was my pick.
I think he'll do it again.
I hope so.
With Jimmy G back next year, I think that'll be a good hookup. But
yeah. What if they get Brown? But there goes half of his receptions. In a way,
red zone.
Yeah. He'll get probably more touchdowns. So we went Kittle and Ertz. Okay, let's do rapid fire. So rapid fire. This is the last question, guys. AFC Championship is the Kansas City Chiefs against New England Patriots. Kansas City have the home ground advantage for that one. And then NFC, we got the New Orleans Saints against the Los Angeles Rams. The Saints are home ground advantage for that. Who wins the games? And then who meets in the Super Bowl? Who wins the Super Bowl? Who wins MVP? Let's just go at it, everyone.
I went the Saints and Chiefs.
Yep, so did I. I went Saints and Chiefs. That's not a dig at anyone. I just think that's literally how it's going to go.
And Saints are playing in the Dome.
Yeah.
For the, you know, this game, Super Bowl,
yeah,
in the Dome as well. So
the Super Bowl's in New Orleans, is it?
No, it's in Atlanta. But that's a Dome.
Oh, that's in a Dome as well, eh? Yeah. Oh, that's the one all the black people are boycotting, isn't it? Like, all Jay-Z's like, do not perform.
Oh.
You see? Yeah, you see? Cardi B, don't want to perform.
Yeah.
Everyone who Maroon 5 asked him, they're like, no.
Trevor Scott, I think, agreed to it.
Yeah, and then Kanye had a chat too.
It's Maroon 5, Big Boy, and
Big Boy's black. What's he doing?
He's performing because he's from Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, they asked Ludacris. Ludacris said nope.
And then some other dude.
But they did it because of Kaepernick, right?
Yeah, they're pretty much standing by him.
Yeah.
So they're like, Nicki Minaj, like, if you ask me, I won't do it. But no one wants her. She's trash anyway. Anyway, I went Saints and Chiefs as well. I just think it'll be, correct me if I'm wrong, DC. 2013, was that the Panthers, the Colts, and the Broncos?
No, that was 15.
Well, I think it's just going to be a replay of that. You got one young, hot quarterback with a really hot team, Mahomes, Cam Newton, against a veteran and a really good team in the Broncos, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning. And I just think Brees is going to win against like Peyton did.
Pretty possible storyline.
Yeah, I just think Brees is going to just dominate them like Peyton dominated Cam.
I think that would be a really interesting one. Especially because neither team played each other during the season, and the NFC and AFC are both rematches of the season.
Yeah.
I don't think Sean McVay will let himself and the team get beat by New Orleans again in New Orleans. I think the Rams win. And as good as the Chiefs are, they're going to get out-schemed, just like the Chargers did.
Yeah.
And just like, yeah, so I'll take the Pats. So it's going to be Rams, Pats. And I think Aaron Donald steamrolls Tom Brady and the Rams win.
See, I'm not even against that, to be honest. I know my picks are completely different. But I don't know. I have a feeling the Rams are on like a 1 to 2 year plan. Like, if they don't win this year and they don't win next year, they're done. Like, they need to win within the next 2 years.
I agree.
They have to. Otherwise, they're going to lose players.
The Rams are legit, man.
Oh, they are. I picked them at the start of the year, but
with that like city that they're in, I think they have to show up. It won't be a 1 or 2 year thing. They're not the way they
signed. I don't know. I think.
I mean, I hope
they're going to lose someone. Like, they can't keep all those players.
I don't think they'll keep Marcus Peters or Aqib Talib because both of them have been disappointments this year.
Yeah, and then I don't know. Do you reckon they'll keep Sue?
Yes.
If they can keep Sue with Donald,
if they win this year.
Those two play well together, because when Donald gets double teamed, Sue makes plays. So I think what they need to do, they need to add edge rushers, and they need to fix up their secondary a bit. But I think the Rams, I would trust the Rams coaching more than
McVay over Payton.
I would. Sean Payton is a wily mofo. Like he will he called a fake punt today.
Payton called a fake punt,
but that was the Eagles' fault for not taking the penalty.
Yeah,
like, cause, you know, I wouldn't have trusted, you know, Payton
to not punt. Yeah,
but Payton's a risky coach.
Yeah,
but I trust Sean McVay. He's crafty. He's smart. Is
so good.
The way that they distribute the ball across the entire offense is good, and they all play their positions really well.
Yep.
It's quite frankly, I would like to see McVay against Belichick. I think that would be far more interesting than Payton versus Andy Reid.
Yeah. Andy Reid. Yeah, I get that. Who are you going MVP to if Saints Chiefs?
Breeze.
Yeah, same. That's exactly the same as me. I just think it'll be exactly like 2015. Old guy gets new guy. Old guy dominates new guy. Mahomes not ready for it.
I think Rams and Patriots, man, for sure. I love the Rams, but
I'm ready with the
MVP. Okay. Nah, look, I mean, I love like him to get one more. Honestly, I really would, man. Like at his age.
Oh, I wouldn't expect you not to.
But I don't. I see probably the Rams coming through. I see LA coming through.
I picked them at the start, and I really hope they do. Because I like the Rams. I like McVay. He's a great coach. I don't trust Jared Goff.
I'm telling you, like, I didn't. And then some games to see he
but he's got a lot to hide behind.
Under pressure.
He's got a lot to hide behind.
Goff's big issues is he relies on his first read too much. He doesn't go through progressions well enough. Yeah. When the pocket is collapsed, he can move. But he's a bit of a frantic quarterback.
Yeah.
If they won the Super Bowl, I don't think he would be MVP. No. I think it would either be Gurley.
Gurley, it'll be someone else, because he relies heavily on Gurley. Sure, heavily.
For sure. But I think that Kansas match as well, I really was seeing who would crumble.
Or right out of left field, CJ Anderson.
Yeah, but where would you play? Like, would you just play what do about?
If he did what he did
today,
against the Patriots, he wins MVP.
But like, where do you play? Like, who do you give the snaps to?
I think you do what you did against.
They balanced it today really well. What they did today, like, how do you have two running backs get over 100 yards on you?
It's just against a good defense. Yeah, like Dallas' defense isn't.
It was really good, and they were really good this year. And Sean Lee had nothing to answer last year. Last yesterday. So we're going. So Jake, you're going
Saints and Breeze.
I'll go Saints and Breeze. DC, you're going Rams and Donald.
Yeah, either Donald or Gurley.
DC, you're going. Oh, DW, you're going.
Patriots.
And Brady. Great talking to you.
There's no one else to give it to.
Great talking to you, mate.
No, I mean, like, but you're saying Kansas is going to come through. I have to.
No.
I just think. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like a Patriot year. I don't know.
Yeah, the last 2 years haven't. I'll be honest. Last 2 years.
For the sake of the NFL, don't let it be.
It doesn't feel like a Patriot year, but you never know. Next year probably will be.
Next week's gonna be exciting as hell. Either we're gonna just win it, or we're gonna get smashed. Like, that's the way I see it right now. Because if Kansas gets it right, then yeah.
I don't think there will be a smashing. I think both games will be decided within a score.
Yeah.
The Rams, Saints, yes, that's gonna be close as hell. But the New England one, I mean, it's either gonna be.
You only won by a field goal last time.
I think it's going to be the same. That's what I'm saying.
What?
That game.
I think you win by a field goal again.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, either we'll scrape through, or if Kansas gets it right, we're going to be way behind. Like, that's just how I see
it. If Kansas gets it right, they have to keep getting it right for 4 quarters, or they're going to lose.
I mean, I'm telling you, like, there's something about Mahomes, man. I mean,
it's not Mahomes, it's Andy Reid. Yeah, Andy Reid gets no credit.
But like, this,
he's
like
a good coach. And
for sure, underrated.
He's a good coach. Yeah.
Mm. He was my coach.
Give him Alex Smith. He would have done the same thing.
Coach of the year.
Coach of the year. How did we miss? Okay, coach of the year before we close out, boys. DC.
Matt Nagy. He did awesome things with the Bears.
Yeah, he did. I think he actually I think he will get it anyway. But yeah, keep going, boys.
Andy Reid for me.
I went Williams from the Browns. 5-3.
Oh, Greg Williams.
Yeah.
Interim coach Greg Williams.
I went McVay. Just because I liked what he did with the additions.
Well, he's only 32 or something.
Yeah, but what he did, like, he had really good players come in and he kind of kept it level.
He had a little bit.
Like, Talib came in, Sue came in.
They had a better record this year than they did last year.
Yeah, and he just kept it steady.
Mm.
So I don't like his brain.
Goff started out really confident.
Yeah. So I'm with McVay because I think he's the future for sure.
Mm.
He won't be as good as Belichick, but he's got a good brain.
He's got a lot of time, though.
Yeah, but he's so young. Any final words, guys, before we close out? Thanks for coming on.
Patriots, hopefully we get it done this year. I just hope it. It's been way too long.
Has there been here?
We just need to get Brady one more, and then that's it.
He's got a few years left in him.
Oh, he does.
It'd be crazy to retire.
Like, I mean, you want to get it now. Like now. You don't get to make it to the Super Bowl all the time. We haven't even made it that.
It'll we're going to be talking whoever, next week. Okay, might be whoever different. Wins the NFC wins it all.
I agree.
Whoever wins the NFC will win everything. So it's either going to Los Angeles or it's going to New Orleans.
I would be happy either way.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I like AD, and I like McVay, and then I like Drew Brees.
If the Patriots don't win, I'd like the Rams to get it. I really want the Rams. Like
LA will be lit.
Oh,
yeah, Chargers will have to move back to San Diego.
Back to Colcom. Alright guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. We will keep doing more pods. It's good to be back. Thank the guys for coming on, and we will see you next episode. Thank you.